The dairy industry is calling on the major supermarkets to immediately increase the price of milk in response to the bushfire crisis. Dairy farmers in Victoria and on the New South Wales south coast have been badly hit by the bushfires, with tens of thousands of litres of milk poured down the drain. The dairy industry says the federal and state government need to help, but it's supermarkets that must lift the milk price at least to $1.50 to prevent an exodus of farmers, as Cathy Van Extel reports.
With a forecast of worsening conditions for Victoria and New South Wales from Friday, the impact of the bushfires on the dairy industry is still too early to assess. Dairy farmers have been hit in the East Gippsland region of Victoria, northeast Victoria, and in the New South Wales Bega Valley and South Coast. Paddocks are blackened, cattle have been lost, feed and fences are gone, milk poured down the drain. Industry bodies estimate that at this point around 50 to 60 farms have been hit, 30 to 40 of them in New South Wales. Tragically, prominent dairy farmers Patrick and Robert Solway died in Cobargo while protecting their home. David Innell is the CEO of farm advocacy group Australian Dairy Farmers.
I believe a small number of those have had their dairy equipment badly affected, but mostly that fire damage has been pasture, has been fences and other infrastructure and equipment around the farm. But more importantly, that damage has caused a range of other problems around power outages, ability for trucks to get into the region to supply diesel, pick up the milk, etc. In terms of stock losses, we're not hearing that that's been very high with milking cows. It's mostly been around young stock.
David Innell's been asked by the federal government to provide a list detailing the immediate needs of impacted farmers that can be met by the Commonwealth and state governments.
So farmers are getting support around things like getting generators, roads are being opened, and farmers are now able to get somewhat back to the business. However, with fences down, stock moving around is a challenge. I think one of the biggest stories around is of course, feed. There's a number of fodder donation centres around the country and a lot of fodder moving into Victoria and up into New South Wales, and that's been coordinated and distributed, but that's a massive task.
There's been some suggestion that there could be a fodder shortage from March. Is that what you're hearing?
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, this remembering that these horrific fires have come on the back of one of the worst droughts in living memory. So what farmers are telling me is not only was prior to the fires, the fodder price was high, just being able to source it and secure fodder for any sort of a medium to long-term contract was difficult enough. So there's no question that's going to be more difficult now. A lot of the pasture that would be used for fodder has been burnt. We're working very closely with the Federal Minister for Agriculture and, of course, broadly with the government and state agencies to provide additional support.
There's also a concern about farmer welfare.
We know that this is a very difficult time, and we wherever we can, we're making very strong messages to government that that type of additional human welfare support needs to be provided.
The fires are another major blow to the dairy industry, already struggling from the crippling effects of drought and persistently low milk prices. One of the bushfire-impacted farmers on the New South Wales south coast, David Miller, runs two dairy operations at Milton. Speaking on Breakfast last Friday, he called on the supermarkets to step up.
All I can ask is for the supermarkets to lift our price to $1.50 immediately. We need some reprieve in price. We can survive, but we need the supermarkets to listen to us. We are in crisis. The dairy industry has burnt from Brisbane to now Melbourne. We can't survive unless we have a price rise. We need the market to hear our cries. We need help. If the Prime Minister can help in any way, we'd really, really appreciate that.
The call for $1.50 a litre generic milk was made to Coles, Woolworths and Aldi by Australian dairy farmers in December before the fires struck. On the back of this disaster, David Innell says he'll be seeking an urgent meeting with the supermarkets to again push the case for raising milk prices.
We'll be out there talking to the retailers. Clearly everybody is aware of this challenge. We see when cyclones or other events may go through northern Australia and we see crops, banana for example, I know I saw a number of years ago and we saw those prices significantly increase with the shortage. We've clearly got bigger challenges now in dairy, and it's time to see a bounce in the price that reflects those challenges.
And how quickly do you want to see that bounce in the price?
As soon as possible. We see all sorts of changes to pricing at retail on a number of products when there's shortages. milk is clearly going to be one of those products, so we would expect to see that move soon.
Sean Morgan is the CEO of Dairy Connect, which represents New South Wales farmers. He says the industry's viability rests with the supermarkets raising milk prices to at least $1.50.
But more importantly, to ensure that if that lift in price does happen, that that amount flows through the processor directly to the dairy farmer.
Currently, nationwide, the dairy industry loses one farmer a week. Sean Morgan is worried the bushfires will lead to a further exodus of farmers.
Those in the region who may have been umming or erring about whether or not they stay within the industry, having gone through this, I'm sure that they may decide that perhaps they don't wish to stay there. And this is the role that industry bodies like Dairy Connect and others will need to ensure that they provide support to those that wish to remain and to encourage those that may be thinking of going to stay.
Paul Mumford, the president of United Dairy Farmers of Victoria, also fears the fires could be the final straw for many. Victoria has experienced the greatest dairy stock losses, and the effect of losing so many young cattle will be felt for 2 to 3 years.
I think to some farmers, the fire, if they had fire on their properties, may be the last straw in their coffin.
Both Victoria fire zones are significant dairy regions, and most of these farmers supply milk for the export market. But Paul Mumford says the domestic milk price has an impact across the industry, and supermarkets must lift the price of milk.
The retailers have to step up. They've actually got to realise what they're actually doing to an industry.
David Innell from the Australian Dairy Farmers shares the concerns that this summer's bushfire disaster could be a tipping point for many farmers, particularly on the New South Wales south coast.
There's no question that this east coast of New South Wales was already in significant challenge and distress due to ongoing drought, reduction in profitability, and challenges around profitability over a long period of time that was getting worse. So this is really could be the straw that broke the camel's back for many farmers.
That's David Innell, the CEO of the Australian Dairy Farmers, ending that report from Cathy Van Extel. And RM Breakfast asked the major supermarkets for a response. In a statement, Coles says it's been sourcing own brand fresh milk directly from farmers in Victoria and parts of New South Wales. None of these farmers have been directly impacted by the fires. However, the company says it's in regular contact with them and will provide further assistance if required. Woolworths has also given us a statement saying it's been in contact with the supermarket's dairy processor in New South Wales, who sources milk from farmers on the south coast, and they're seeking updates about the impact of the fires. Once they have a full assessment of the situation, they'll discuss how to work with the processor to provide support. And Audi gave us a statement pointing to a retail milk price rise in July last year. You can find all three statements in full on our website.